As Major League Baseball's regular season moves into its final week, the Atlanta Braves are among the winningest teams and have a lock on the National League East, but the season hasn't exactly gone according to plan. Many key Braves have been hurt or have underperformed. With so much having gone wrong in Atlanta, how could so many things be going right? Reporter Philip Gratzer may have the answer.
From his view in the press box, Braves TV broadcaster Chip Carey sees the team's success as a strange kind of calculus.
The great thing that characterizes this 2013 Braves team is that the individual pieces are not as good as the collective whole of the ball club. The amazing thing about this team is that Freddy Gonzalez has had his envisioned starting players together in the lineup just 28 times, yet they're in first place. They have the best home record in baseball. They have the best record in the National League, and they've really run away with the division right after the All-Star break. The next logical question is, well, how does that happen? Because it's not supposed to.
Braves manager Freddy Gonzalez thinks there was more than luck involved.
I think you create your own luck, really. You create your own good fortunes, but you got to have pretty good pitching. I think good players, good athletes cover up a lot of bad coaching mistakes.
And the Braves have had good pitching.
Our pitching keeps us in the ballgame. It's the adage of good pitching beats good hitting every single night. Knock on wood, our starting pitching has been consistent. The end of our baseball games with Craig Kimbrel, you feel good when you hand the ball off to Craig.
But this season, injured Braves pitchers could have filled an orthopedic clinic. Ace Tim Hudson broke his ankle. Brandon Beachy had Tommy John surgery. Paul Mahalam was out for 30 days with a wrist problem. Lefty Eric O'Flaherty worked 19 days before he left for the season. And Johnny Venters hasn't pitched at all. Other teams may have been tempted to trade for replacements, but the Braves already had them in their organization. Chip Carey.
The farm system here has always been an incredibly rich and vibrant pipeline of young talent. The Braves have always nurtured, drafted, developed young starting pitchers. And when they get to this ball club, they are put in a system that allows them to flourish and grow and learn and have success, which then breeds confidence, which then breeds more success.
Four of the Braves' starting pitchers, Chris Medlin, Julio Teheran, Alex Wood, and Mike Minor, all came up through the farm system. The development of young players in the Braves organization is just one part of the system left by former manager Bobby Cox, who led the Braves for 24 years. When he retired in 2010, Gonzalez, who had been a Braves third base coach and the club's AAA manager, took over the skipper's reins. To Gonzalez, the Cox legacy doesn't cast a shadow. It shines a light.
He's my biggest fan. I get a text every night. You know, we lose five in a row, and he never, you know, I make a bonehead move or screw up a game, and he'll call me and say, that's what I would have done. Knowing damn well he would have done that, but that's the support you have from him. So it's taking over his legacy, it was easy.
What's not entirely easy for Gonzalez is thinking about anything but baseball.
That's the hardest thing that I have during the course of the season. I tell people I sleep like a baby, and they said, really? I said, yeah, I get up every 3 hours and crying. You know, it doesn't shut down. You got to continue thinking about stuff. And, you know, my biggest thing is trusting your players and putting them in a position that you think that they're going to be successful.
Gonzalez tries to emulate Cox's consistency. He points to a picture on his office wall of a lighthouse in a storm.
You know, you see that big 100-foot wave crashing through a lighthouse. You got to withstand that. And that's what I try to be. This game is hard enough to play without the manager or the leader being an emotional roller coaster, you know? These guys will come in and know that I'm going to be the same guy every single day.
And as the Braves approach the postseason, Gonzalez says he's going to be that same guy every single day. For Only a Game, I'm Philip Gratzer in Atlanta.
It's 19 minutes past the hour. Jonathan Banks, who plays Mike Ehrmantraut on the popular TV series Breaking Bad, is a fan of the National Football League franchise in Washington, D.C., except for one thing. We gotta change the name, dude, he said in a recent interview. Just change the name. Mike Ehrmantraut has experience as a hitman and an enforcer in a crystal meth operation. He did a stint as a police officer in Philadelphia before he veered to the bad, and he's been described as a guy who knows a guy. So, Daniel Snyder, owner of the NFL franchise in Washington, D.C., are you listening? As Jonathan Banks, a.k.a. Mike Ehrmantraut, put it, just change the name.